Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Cameraman, capture it. She's drawing. She's a fashion designer. Zoom it. What? Drawing. After paying 200 Ghana cedis. Fashion designer. May you see the writers. I don't like the response from this side. I said, may you see the writers. I said, may you hear the writings. You will 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 see the writings. Yeah. After seeing Bishop Dark all the time, you will never become a weed smoker. You will never. You will never become a school dropout. Yeah. School dropout. Nobody would describe you as a social misfit. Social misfit. Look at this anointed man of God. Look at this anointed man of God. After hearing him and after seeing him, hearing him, your life, your entire life will be totally different. Sometimes this is the man people insult. People who can't even pass their BEC. They put this man on the board and they insult him. People who are struggling to pass WASI. WASI. The person has written English language. He had E8. Such a person has come to social media and is insulting this man. Yesterday we came. I was walking with and some children were behind us. Then one of them said, hey, Bishop Dark has done well. Oh. Hey, Bishop Dark has done well. Oh. When I looked into Sister BM's eye, she started crying. But you see, you as you have appeared here, it has never occurred to you that Bishop Dark has done well. Yeah, it's nice. Oh. You will know Bishop Dark has done well when you begin to build. And you go to ask of how much a door costs. One door. That's the day you know that Bishop Dark has done well. I don't know why you are still not clapping for him. Yeah. Yeah. Seeing and hearing engineers a great change. You change. I say you change. Look, I'm Robert saying, anybody who led a certain life and the person became a Christian, it is due to what the person has heard. Preaching, constant preaching. You people are welcome. Where you are from where? Koforidua. Oh, because when I got here, I saw K. When I you don't believe I saw K. No, the minute I saw him, I said, no, K, I see K. Ah. Jesus. We smokers are changed by the things they hear. And as we are in this church, you feel like the things we are talking about, don't do it. You see, you always have people who will tell you, don't mind these lighthouse people. Every day they are insulting us. And you did it every day they are insulting us. Every day our matter has come somewhere. Hey! Every day they are insulting us. Either they are insulting one pastor, some basenta leader. Hey! But you'll be changed. I said you will be changed. I said you will be changed. If somebody ever told me that I will be children's pastor, I would never believe it in my life. When I was growing up, anybody whose child passes by me like this, the child will cry. No, no, you can't pass like this. You pass freely, you cry. It's not like the child has done me something, though. But like, I'm happy when I beat them. Pastor Ni, you are welcome. Oh, please put us together for Pastor Ni. He was my best man. When I was getting married, he was my best man. And when he was also getting married, I was his best man. Give him one hit. Give him one hit. I am in touch. You know about Keblodoba. Okay, Keblodoba. You brought B Foster. No problem. Come on, we're going to a great change. Great change since I met God. Great change since I met. This one, you know how to sing it. Great change since I met God. There's a great change since I met God. He said, seeing and hearing engineers great change. But with time, I changed. When children see me, they don't cry again. Don't cry. You change. In the house, they know you as a very bad boy. They know you as a very bad girl. But by hearing and by seeing, by hearing and by seeing, you will change in Jesus' name. Or I said you will change in Jesus' name. Yeah. When your mother is sick, you lay hands on her. Mommy, let's pray. Say, hey. No, let's pray. Jesus, heal my mother. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your mother will open one eye and be looking at, is that my daughter? I say, yeah. Engineers a great change. Your life will change. I say your life will change. Some of you in the next 5 years, we cannot recognize you. Yeah. Yeah. When we see you, you are a changed person. We can't recognize you. Seeing and hearing. See, take this thing from this camp. That anything you see, you become it. Anything you constantly see. That's why people who watch television a lot, they don't do well. Yes, watch television a lot. Every day you watch television. Usually those people, they don't do well. Yeah. Seeing and hearing. I pray for all of you. May you receive great change. I say, may you receive great change. I say, may you receive great change. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Seeing and hearing must be with faith. Yeah. Some of you, as you are here and I'm shouting, you become, you don't even believe it. You don't believe. Do you believe? I believe. I also believe. Those can be, please hurry up, eh? Hurry up. That God is working. Yeah, I didn't eat gobel. There's some joints to be here. Hey, Pastor. Seeing and hearing must be with faith. Listen, when you hear the prayers of prophets, believe them. I said, when you hear the prayers of prophets, you should do what? Believe them. Believe. Most of us don't believe. Most young people don't believe. With Jesus, I can make it. With Him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in Him. With Jesus, I can make it. With Him, I know I can. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. Stand. Are you not singing it? No matter what may come my way, my life is in you. You don't have to worry. Don't worry. And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last. You don't know this song. Jesus, who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, leave your heart. Is, just lift your hands. Everybody lift your hands. Lift your hands and say, oh, oh, that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. With Him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. Listen. I want you to believe. I want you to believe that you will make it. I said you will make it. One day. See me, my stories are real and they are my life stories. I was packing my things to go to the university. Up to now. I am not sure my mother knows that I went to the university. When I completed, she never asked me where is your results or where is your certificate. When I was packing to go to university, one elderly man called me and told me that, why are you going to the university? Because at the age of 10, my father had died. So different people were paying my fees, telling somebody will pay small. Then the man told me that, he said, even me, that are my life, my children have not been to the university. Then I remember one of the things he told me, he said that, as you are going to the university, if you don't take care, you will chew stones. I said, what? Me? It's another way to say that. Homo ba yebo, a comeback home. And I told myself that me, I've never seen anybody chew stone in his life before. Then I went to the university. I almost wore Pro Max. Look, it got to a time of the semester. My tithe was 10 Ghana cedis. It was in my tithe card. The remaining money I had on me was 20 pesos three. 60 pesos. And this was Friday. Then somebody was telling me that, take your tithe and buy food and eat. I thought my tithe, as tithe is inside the card, I can't chop it. Look, Friday night, I went for visitation. Not church visitation, no. Bro, what's up? So I entered one guy's room. He was cooking rice. Fred, that pharmacology handout, do you have it? He said, yes. I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, please, you know, when you finish, explain something to me. As the guy was sleeping, he was cooking the rice with rice cooker, in the rice cooker. I think he saw the thing, but he doesn't want me to eat some of the rice. So he decided to sleep. So that, like, if he sleep, there's nobody to communicate with. So I was there. The rice was in the rice cooker. You know, rice cooker, if the thing, it do ke. When I heard ke, I said, Fred. He said, man, I said, Fred, it has do ke. I would say, it has do ke. Then he says, so, I said, so should I test it? He said, no. Then I said, then wake up, they come and attend to this thing. I took the pharmacology handout. I came to learn. But you cannot eat the rice and be looking at my face. But the guy, no, he's my guy. So we did. So fast forward. Charlie, we ate the thing together. This was Friday night. Saturday, I went to another guy's room. Morning, early morning, I bathed, dressed, arrived. Alexa. He said, Charlie, what's up? I said, you know Gary for there. You see, Gary is the commonest commodity that anybody can give you. That's what I get. He did my locker inside. So when I went there, I said, ah, you get sugar when you stand, get granola. Oh, then I feel tear sockets for here. Look, as you tear sockets in the morning, all you need is water. H2O. As I talk, now my sister persuades, he did my pocket. Now, evening catch. I can't go to Fred. I can't go to Alex. Friday. Look, I'm looking at the. I said, no, I've not visited any girl. I mean, as since this period, no girl. So there was a certain girl behind my, it's called Kwachiwa. I could smell some granule soup coming from that region. Charlie, then I went. Kwachiwa. See, when somebody mentions your name twice, yeah, so, Kwachiwa, my baby. Kwachiwa. Then, Charlie, you see, and when I go half time, I sit down. But when I went to chop Kwachiwa food and I came back that evening, I said, Lord, why? Me, I'm not a bad boy. This is my tithe. I don't want to chop the tithe. As I'm here, remaining sister cities. Tomorrow is church. I'll give offering, first offering, second offering, and I'll be left with only 20 pesos in my pocket. So Sunday came. As I pray, I went to give my tithe. When I give my tithe in church close and I walk out, then I heard the boy, you are a fool. It's now, then the words of the man came to me that you will choose stones. When I came back from church, I put my tithe card on the floor and I knelt down. I said, God, I beg you, if I would die, not in this room, do something. I prayed. This was Sunday night to Monday. Monday, I woke up. I bathed. I went to lectures. I was at lectures. No, then. Some number be called me. Do you know the number that called me? How many of you are at the Kodesh? Lift up your hand. Reverend Nene Adiko. How many of you know him? Reverend Nene. Yeah, he called me. He said, Ima. I said, Rev. He said, I'm coming from Accra. I'll pass by your school. So please, stand at the roadside. I want to see you. Shy. I left the. I told one of my friends, send my books to the house. I went to stand at there. Look, for 30 minutes, he was not coming. I was there. Somebody said, come and stand and wait for me. You won't stand. You don't have money. You won't stand. I was there. Then finally, he pulled up. He said, Charlie, how? I said, Rev, I did. So how is lectures? I said, lectures, everything, my life, my ancestors, everybody is fine. Then I said, Rev, what's up? He said, me too, I did. I said, so how? They said, oh, he's going to Bulga. I said, no problem, I did. Lecture school is fine. Then he said, anyway, he brought out an envelope. Then he inserted it into my hands. I was in the University for Development Studies in Tamale. I took motor desk. There was a certain chopper called Sharp Kev. Sharp Kev. Fast forward, I completed the school. I came home, did my service. I married by the grace of God. I moved into... I'm telling you the story. I'm connecting the story. I moved into my house by the grace of God. I was in my house sleeping one afternoon. Then I heard a knock on my door. Who was it? The man who told me that I would chew stones. He entered my... They said, wow! What a mansion. Started going around my house. What a mansion. So I stood, I was just looking at him. I said, the stones that I've chewed, you know, that's what I've used to build the house. But I never believed in my life that I would chew stones. Do you understand? If somebody tells you that your life will spoil, tell the person that your life will not spoil. I say your life will not spoil. You will not become a drunkard. You will not become a weed smoker. You will not become a prostitute. You will not become a dropout. Hear me and hear me well. You will become a good child. Sometimes our teachers, even teachers, look at the head. Look at the head. One teacher told our classmate that he said, you, if your mother had used the money to buy charcoal, like by this time she would have built a house. She's wasting the school fees on you. That guy that the teacher said that to, that guy, he is a manager of Car Bank right now. One of the branch managers of Car Bank. Yeah. Never accept it. I'm saying that decide to hear the writings. Decide it. And mix it with faith. Believe it. You will become a preacher. I said you will be a preacher. I said you will be a preacher. You will be a pastor. You will be a pastor. What do we have to lose? The devil makes you believe that. The devil makes you believe that you are missing something in the world. It's a good life. It's a sweet life. You know, I like living this kind of... Listen, this kind of life where we will not drink alcohol. What is nice about drinking alcohol, sleeping in the gutter? What is so important by drinking and sleeping in gutter? You can ask the people who drink. One of the things I discovered in recent times that don't greet a drunkard. Hey, he will ask you questions about your mother and your ancestors. Recently, I met a drunkard. He was expecting me to greet him. I didn't greet him. I just passed. Then he looked at me. I didn't mind him. Don't believe evil reports. Never. Our girls, you will marry properly. Yeah. When I was getting married, Pastor Ni, Lord Reverend, you are at my wedding. Pastor Ni, listen, so I'm not saying here. He was my best man. How many groomsmen followed me?
25
groomsmen. Look, all of us doing the wedding, when we put it together, we're about 74. If you didn't come, we don't even need you there. 25 men followed me. 25 men. 25 women followed my wife. My flower girls were 7. And 7 boys. Where is Pendia? Pendia Champo, were you part of my flower boys? Where is he? He was part. Kofi, stand up. Kofi, stand up. This one was part of my... Yeah, he was part of my flower boy. By that time, he was a small boy.
Oh, this one is body. It doesn't have anything. It's air. Hey, inflation. Yeah. On top of it, Auntie Mami came to cut my cake. ESBM2 was there. Is it not nice? Is it not nice? The people outside there, when we finished the wedding, one of my uncle called me and he said, "Mi epo ni bapo na jao mo inna ko." He came to my wedding day, he couldn't get rice. I say, "You should go away." Yeah. Have faith. Have faith. You would drive a car. I said, "You would drive a car." Bridget, you would drive a car. What is a car? You would drive a car. You would drive a car. You be, share, master. You be, she Range Rover. Range, range, range. What is a car? What is a car? A car is a tool. You will sleep in your own house. I see it in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. Seeing and hearing. Seeing and hearing. Well, I love this one. Seeing and hearing guarantees you becoming a learned person. A learned person. This church, by the grace of God, we are learned. Yeah. Are you writing it? Seeing and hearing guarantees you becoming a learned person. Lighthouse, UD. UDOLGC. Kai. If I pick my phone right now, I can call no less than 10 lawyers. As for doctors, a lot. Doctor this, doctor this, doctor. Reverend doctor this, reverend doctor this, reverend doctor. Plenty. Yeah. So guys, seeing and hearing is an important element. I said this word, an important element. And by the grace of God, Martha brought that topic up. He was asking Jesus that, "Tell my sister to come and join me in the kitchen." When you go, get this book and read it. This book can turn you into a lawyer. This book. This book. This book. One day when I was in Tamale, I was pastoring our same church in Tamale. One of the parents said she wanted to see me. The mother, she came. Sunday morning, hot. She wanted to see the Safe Church pastor. He said, "The J Church pastor." I said, "I'm the one. Anointed man of God." Gosh. Then she said, "Are you Jeremiah's pastor?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Amen, how may I help you?" He said, "Pastor, God bless you." I said, "Amen." I said, "What's your problem?" He said, "Pastor, I have a testimony." I said, "Give your testimony." He said, "Pastor, by the grace of God, Jeremiah can read daily graphic." I said, "Madam, say again." I said, "By the grace of God, Jeremiah can read daily graphic." I told her, "It is not an achievement. Go back to your house. Come, you leave your house and come and tell me your son can read daily graphic. I come to congratulate me. Not a Bible." Some of you are here, you don't have the Bible. When you hear Sean come, you packed your panties, you packed your microwave, you brought fridge, you brought a TV, you brought a touch all the again. Eh? Kettle, you brought kettle. Iron. Why are you ironing too? You brought, but you didn't bring Bible. You brought heater. Hey, the people from my church, somebody pack and pack the house into the bag. She's sitting somewhere there. She brought the house here. It's Elsie. If I say, she'll say she's not the one. Hallelujah. Hear well. and see well. From today, subscribe to podcast. Dag Hayward Mills podcast. Listen to it. Listen to it. Listen to it day and night. Day and night. Day and night. Joshua 1:8, please. The person doing the projector, Chaleka Akpa Namionu, Makibo Dola. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Good success, prosperity, is not from education. The guy who said that education is the key to success, he apologized yesterday night. He came to say that he was telling lies and that we should forgive him for that thing that he has said. I don't come here again. You make her shy. You make her shy. Yeah. The book of the law. The book of the law. The book of the law. I see. Listen, we have a future. We have a future. We will make it. We are the future of the church. Listen, all the denominations we have, in 5 years' time, you see this person is pastor something, this person is LP something. As for the ladies, when they become LP, it's so simple. This they are cardinally yellow that they've been wearing. Yay! Some of you cannot wait. And when they tear you LP, why have you called? You just call my name, Maggie. Maggie. Can you not say LP Margaret? Eh? Can you not say LP Margaret? The women, when they make them LP, you don't know, you call them Maggie. Oh, so Jasem, na anya anywa na wa hai. Anya na se ana e osa LP. No idea in cry. LP no de be call him. I say, address me well. Call me LP Margaret. I don't like Maggie. Maggie reminds me of hunger. Seeing and hearing. May you see well. May you hear well. Anybody who cannot hear cannot talk. Learn it. And that revelation that Jesus said, he said, Mary has chosen. Please put that scripture again there. He said, Mary has chosen. He said, oh, have I done something bad? Oh. I said, come for money, but don't come for the money again. Please give me the scripture then. When we go and eat and come back, I have a surprise for you. An important person is about to visit us tonight. So behave yourselves well. Especially loyalty house, behave yourself. Or it's not loyalty. Which boy were misbehaving? It's QFC. QFC, you must be careful. It's not QFC, which boy? Lighthouse. Where? Makane. It's not Makane. Or it's Macarius. Where are the Macarius people? Or it's Greater Love. Where are the Greater Love people? Greater Love, where are you? Or it's an Akazu Assemblies. AA, it's not AA. AA people, they're usually there. So we are still on the interviews, okay, of Jesus Christ. And anytime you read the interview, there is a lesson there. Anything Jesus spoke about with somebody, there is a lesson. Yesterday, the lawyer asked a good question. That lawyer. How many of you remember the lawyer last night? That lawyer. And today, Martha also came to make a complaint. But me, Monday, if I were Jesus, I wouldn't say what he said. That's why I'm not. If somebody's preparing food for you, but he said he has chosen one thing needful. It's that thing is needed. And what is that thing? It's sitting down and seeing me and hearing me speak. Hearing me speak. May it be your vision to see Jesus. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, a banana fly across. That all men might see the truth and know that he is the way. This one, you don't sing it in your church. Wait. What? Wait. Instrumental, be careful. What do you post in your church? Yeah, better Yehovah say. Yeah, better born. Yeah, better Yehovah say. Oh, my God, don't say. Hey. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, banana flies across. Men might see the truth and know that he is the way. Start your feet. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, and banana flies across the sky. Now men must see the truth and know that he is the way. Step by step. Step, we moving forward. Are you not moving?
Little by little, taking ground. Every powerful weapon, struggles come tumbling down.
Going down
and down and down and down and down. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted. A banana flies across this land. Thou art man, I see the truth and know that he is the way to where.
Step by step.
We wanna see Jesus lifted high.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Begin to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes that you will see. Let him open your ears that you will hear. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. He said, one thing needful, and Mary had chosen that. Mary has chosen that one thing needful. Lift up your hands and begin to pray and tell God to help you to open your eyes.
Open my eyes. I want to see your glory. Open my eyes. I want to see your glory.
Pray that God will open your eyes. He will open your eyes. He will open your eyes to see. He will open your ears to hear. Yes.
Mako raba sata brandi. Leko zadabra karabando. Male korobo siaba. Rakato bazebre kelebro. Mala karaba zatabro sandabaya. Rikorobo siande. Raba dabra sorabandaba. Mandorobo siandelebe. Makaraba dabra. Leko zadaraba.
Rabada Rosandabaya. Lia de Besete. Pray, pray. I want you to lift your voice and pray. I want you to lift your voice and pray. Rabo Zandebre Kabandabra. Karabandelobosia. Rakorobosia. Rakadabra Kaba. Lift up your hands, everybody. I want to hear prayer. The Holy Spirit is here. Karibo Soriaba. Rakadabra Zadaba. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we worship you. We ask for your power. We ask for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Now sit down. We are going to eat, but we are not going, all of us are not going the way. Sit down. We are still going in badges, and some of you will be here. Some of you will definitely be here, and the others will come and join. So, all K Church people come. Okay, so 7, 8, 9, 10. If you are 7, 8, 9, 10, come to me quickly. Quickly. Hey, don't run. I said, come to me. Go to where Lady Reverend is. 7, 8, 9. The rest of you, sit down. I'll start another session with you. Don't worry. Sit down. 7, 8, 9. Go to where Lady Reverend is. 7, 8, 9, 10. 7, 8, 9, 10. Join. 12. Join. Follow Lady Reverend. Follow Lady Reverend. Follow Lady Reverend. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. If you are not in these ages, you are not in this age bracket, don't lie. Quietly, quietly. Now, those of you remaining, remain. We'll do another interview before they will come. Don't worry. Teachers, we need some of you to accompany and help us. Save teachers, save pastors. Now, those of you who are not in that age bracket, come forward. Come forward. We'll go right now. Don't worry, your food is very special. Just come forward. I like the way Koforidua people are comporting themselves. Koforidua people will give you one hit. Sit down. Those of you are not going, just come forward a bit and sit down. We'll have another session. I'm still here with you. Don't worry. But you are not 12 years. Why are you going? Come. Come and sit here. Come. Come and fill the spaces here. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I'm waiting for you to sit down.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.